Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over 6 trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Hello, friends. Welcome back to the show. As always, so happy to have you here today. Today, I am going to dive into all of the different hotel brands and kind of just do a brand-to-brand comparison, because I get this question a lot on where I should start, where should I stay, where do you stay, and there's like a lot of different questions, and it depends on the cards you have and the family size and just all these different things. And so I wanted to go through the details of the brands, talk about where I stay, talk about how you can get free night certificates at some of these places, and so that you can make a good decision on kind of the brand maybe that you want to stick with and earn loyalty with, and develop your credit card strategy based on maybe the brand that you're wanting to stay with. So yeah, this was a episode that I just literally decided to do like 5 minutes ago, and we're gonna just jump right in. Before we do though, I did want to give you a few updates as we are closing out 2024, which is wild. I cannot believe the year is already over. It has been such an amazing year in business and personal, and I'm just really excited looking into 2025, and I hope you are as well, and you have lots of trips planned. But going into 2025, all of my programs are going to be increasing in price. So if you have been interested in the Travel Points Academy, that's really my signature program. It's a online academy, teaches you everything A to Z on what you need to know to get started in travel points, and goes through literally everything you need to earn points, open credit cards, book vacations, flights, hotels, epic trips, like you name it, it's in there. And I am including free access to the membership, which is where you can ask questions when you go through the group, and you can get on monthly live calls with me and ask questions. And so I'm adding value to this program. I'm also updating it, so the price is going to be going up. It is $197 right now. So grab that. Well, you can, because it is going to be going up to $297 in 2025. So definitely come join us in the Academy. We have so much fun in there every single month, talking about all kinds of different topics and helping others plan vacations. And then if you are wanting like a little more handholding, or you're very busy and you don't have time to go through the Academy, and you're like, I just want you to tell me which cards to open up, how to book stuff, look up flights for me, like work one-on-one, I have 2 one-on-one offers. You can either work with me on a 1-hour Zoom call, or you can do Voxer coaching for a week and get all of your questions answered that way. So definitely check those out. I'm also going to be hosting free workshops probably every week in 2025. They are going to be a bunch of different topics, but they are going to be completely free workshops. So as soon as I have dates and times for those, I will let you know, but please come join me in a free workshop and learn all kinds of different things from me. And yeah, just stay tuned. If not, get on the email list. The link is in the show notes to be updated on when those come out. So let's dive in. So I'm really going to kind of talk about 3 major hotel chains. There are actually 7 of them. I'll name all 7 of them, but I'm really going to dive into 3 of them here on today's episode. So we have Hyatt Hotels, Marriott, IHG, Hilton, Wyndham, Choice, and Accor. I think I said Accor correct. I hope I did. But those are the 7 ones that I have on my transfer partner master list that you get inside of the Academy, or if you work with me. And those are the ones that the 4 banks are going to transfer to. So every bank is going to transfer to different hotels. So the 3 that I'm really going to talk about is Hyatt, Marriott, and Hilton. Hyatt is a really great beginner one, and Chase transfers to Hyatt and Marriott. American Express transfers to Marriott and Hilton. And so those are the banks that we're really going to focus on is Chase and American Express, because those are the banks that are transferring to these three hotel chains. So Marriott's great because you have Chase and American Express that can transfer to them. Whereas Hyatt and Hilton have one bank that transfers to them. But you can also have co-branded cards with these banks. So instead of just having like a Chase Sapphire Preferred card where you transfer your points to Hyatt or Marriott, you could have a Marriott card with like American Express, or you could have a Chase Hyatt card that earned Hyatt points. And so there's a lot of different ways that you can earn points for these hotels. So we'll start out with Hyatt because I think that is the best place to start for beginners and even more experienced ones. I stay at Hyatt frequently. I would say I probably split 50-50, honestly, between Hyatt and Marriott. But Hyatt is great because Chase is where I recommend everyone starts. I've said that like a million times on this podcast. Chase Sapphire Preferred, definitely get that card. Again, I'll put it here in the show notes. But you can transfer your points to Hyatt, and you have tons of great options. All-inclusive options are really like the sweet spot for this. And you can stay in a Hyatt Place or a Hyatt House, which is the lower end of Hyatt, where you get like free breakfast. It's nothing fancy, but you can take your whole family there. That's great for families. You get free breakfast, and you can stay there for like 6,500 points a night, which is wild. So you get the Chase Sapphire Preferred card and you get a sign-up bonus of 60,000 points. Think of, I'm not going to do the math right now, but think of how many nights you could get out of that one sign-up bonus with 6,500 points a night. Going up in Hyatt hotels, we have like, let me think here, Hyatt Regency, Hyatt Grand, like you start stepping up into those and you're looking at anywhere from like 20 to 35,000 points a night. Maybe you upgrade to rooms, you're at like 40,000. We went to an all-inclusive, two actually all-inclusives in Mexico, and we spent around 35 to 45,000 points a night, which is crazy to think that you can spend that little points and literally all the food and drinks that you want unlimited for free. So Hyatt really is like the sweet spot of getting a lot out of your points. Hyatt Regency and Hyatt Grands are really nice resorts. I've stayed at some amazing Hyatt Regencies, which is like their mid-tier, but you can stay at like oceanfront resorts and just get a lot of bang for your buck out of your points with Hyatt. The only downside I will say to Hyatt is that they are not as like globally aware on the map as like Marriott is. So for example, that was a horrible way of wording it, but like, for example, if you go to smaller towns, like me and my sister went to the Smoky Mountains this last summer, we were staying in some like smaller mountain towns. You're not going to find Hyatt in more of those rural areas. They're more well known in like the bigger cities and big tourist areas. And so you're not going to find Hyatt when you go off like the beaten path. And so that's why I really love having Marriott points in my back pocket, or just Chase points in general, because then I can transfer to Hyatt or Marriott depending on where I'm going. And so I use Marriott a lot of the time for when I'm in areas that there aren't Hyatts. And so we'll jump into Marriott next. Is they are very well known. They have locations all over the map. And so pretty much anywhere you want to go on vacation, I can almost guarantee there's probably going to be a Marriott there. So that's really what I like about it. And again, when you're in these smaller areas, they're not going to be like the fancy resorts. It's going to be the Courtyard or the, I can't think of the other one right now, but like lower end, they're nothing fancy. But Marriott is very well known for having more of those luxury high end. So I would say Hyatt is the ones where you can get some really cheap deals for a really nice stay. Marriott is more of like the mid-tier when it costs in points. And so the lower end of Marriott's more around like 30,000, whereas the places I usually stay at are around 50 to 75,000 points a night, all the way on up to 100,000 plus for the really, really nice resorts. But they have some really luxury brands. Like the Phoenician is one that I can think of off the top of my head in Scottsdale, Arizona. Just beautiful views up against like rock cliffs, beautiful pools. And so I like staying at some Marriotts just because of the luxury and bouginess of the resort and for their locations. So do know that you're going to spend more points per night with Marriott. And you can use Chase points and American Express points for Marriott, which is great. And I love the co-branded cards with Marriott. I open several of these because every single year, we never know when, but they always do some sort of elevated offer, both on their personal credit cards and their business credit cards. And they usually offer 5 free night certificates that are valued at 50,000 points. And then you can add on 15,000 points to that. So you could book a 65,000 point night. So I use these a lot. We actually just hit our sign-up bonus for one. So we have 5 free night certificates in our Marriott account. And so I love grabbing this card when they have that. And there's so many places across the world that you can use these free night certificates at and find some really good places to redeem these with. So like I said, I kind of split my time 50-50 between Marriott and Hyatt, just because I really do love both brands and I can find something good with both of them depending on where I'm traveling. So when I'm like booking a trip and I'm like, okay, we're like, for example, we're going to Hawaii in January. And so we had points in both hotel brands and we were staying on Oahu. And so what I did was I went to Hyatt.com and I looked at all of my options of Hyatt hotels on that island. And then I went to Marriott.com and I looked at all my hotel options and I ended up finding a really nice luxury brand on Oahu with Marriott that I wanted. All of the Hyatt hotels were kind of like downtown and they didn't have too many options. And so I ended up going with Marriott because I liked the location and the high-end hotel that they offered. And so I went with that. But I liked having both options that I could look at all the different hotels and then choose from there. So that's kind of the route that I go when I start looking at planning a trip. So Hilton. I will be honest, I have just kind of started dabbling in Hilton. I've never really had status with them. I've never really had a lot of points with them and they are going to be the higher tier end. So this is really like how I would see you going in your points and miles journey. So like when you first start out, you get the Chase, you do the Hyatt, maybe some Marriott, maybe then you work into Capital One card and then American Express, which is the bank that will transfer to Hilton. You can also have co-branded cards with Hilton. Is American Express is kind of like once you're in the points and miles journey for a year plus is when you maybe start dabbling into American Express. Now, there's some people that I know just go straight for American Express Platinum card. I don't recommend doing this, but to each their own. But the great thing about Hilton with American Express is they transfer at a 1-to-2 ratio. So you're doubling your points when you transfer, which is like freaking gold, really. And I like that a lot. And then Hilton also has co-branded cards that do really great elevated offers, just like Marriott, but they even do them a little better. So every year, same thing, they do elevated offers. We never know when they're gonna come around on their personal and business cards. And they will give you a really large chunk of points, but do keep in mind, a lot of these resorts are 100,000 plus points per night. So they are very expensive in the points world. But they will give you a high sign-up bonus, like 150,000, 160,000 points, plus a free night certificate. And the great thing about this card is the free night certificate is for any hotel that you want. So like when you get Marriott, or even a lot of the time when you get free night certificates with Hyatt, they are capped at a certain amount of points per night or a certain category of the hotel. And Hilton allows you to use them for any resort that you want. Now, with Hilton being like a very luxurious brand, There are some amazing resorts that you can redeem these free night certificates for. And I'm talking like Overwater Bungalows in the Maldives and Bora Bora and Waldorf Astoria Resorts, which are $1,500 to $2,000 a night for a room. Like, we are talking very high-end luxury resorts. And so if there's like a really big bucket list dream bougie resort that you want to go to with Hilton, using those free night certificates in combination with your points that maybe you have on the card or you're transferring from American Express at a 1-to-2 ratio, which is a heck of a deal. This is really kind of the sweet spot of what you can find with Hilton. And so while it is more of the, I would say, sort of advanced hotel brand to use in points and miles, once you get there or once you decide that you want to start getting American Express points or using Hilton, you can find some really, really good deals. If you're just a larger family and you want to take some really great family vacations, Hyatt Marriott is a great way to stay. Like, we have gotten Hilton free night certificates and I will use them for our couples getaway. Like, they're not really going to be for our family friendly resorts. There are some out there, but if I'm getting a free night certificate that is uncapped, I'm going to take advantage of it and go to a really nice high-end resort with my spouse and get away for the weekend. So that's kind of how I use them. But I know lots of people that have taken their family to like the Maldives and Bora Bora and stayed in an overwater bungalow with their like 6-year-old. So, I mean, it's whatever you want to do, but that's just kind of like the deep dive into the three major hotel chains. And again, just pick one to start with, stay with them, earn status with them, maybe get a co-branded card, get some of those free perks with your status, and enjoy it. So I hope this was really helpful. I get questions all the time on where I stay and what I like. So take this with whatever you want and just choose one to go with. So I hope this was helpful. I hope you guys have a wonderful week, and I will see you next Tuesday.